looking right up in the face of this big Doberman. This Doberman said to himself, I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this opportunity. And he proceeded to turn this little fight every which way but loose. Gave him a fairly good whipping. When he finally let him go, this little fellow was so happy. The story goes that he went back up on the porch slowly and sat down and wiped his brow and said, who in the hell left the gate open? That's the way it is in church. Some folk in our church will raise $100 worth of hell about a thing long as the gate's locked. But when he has to face the issue, the first thing he'll say is, Brother Pastor, I don't know a thing about that. As far as I know, brother, sister, so-and-so is all right. The gate's open now. But don't worry about them fights, dog. Just watch them, dog. Well, the seventh type dog is a chow dog. He has a black tongue, and he's a very treacherous dog. Chow dog, he's playful when he's a puppy, but when he gets old, he gets treacherous. Let me tell you, the church has suffered fights, falling out, and splits because of treacherous folk. Treachery is the greatest enemy the church has ever had. Treachery is the worst vice in human nature. Treachery is compounded of evil, fraud, cowardice, and revenge. Treachery destroys the principle of mutual confidence and security. Treachery is a cancer in our society. It will eat away love and peace. Treachery is the greatest traitor that ever committed domestic treason. Treachery will stop the choir from singing. Treachery will stop the ushers from serving. Treachery will stop a church from shouting. Treachery is a little dog in the middle of big dogs. You just watch them dogs. One day, three dogs were in a yard and they found a bone. The little dog stood back and let the big dogs fight over the bone. And while the big dogs were fighting over the bone, the little dog came up and got the bone and walked on away with it. And when the big dog stopped fighting, they looked and the bone and the little dog was gone. Well, this happens in our church. While the pastor and the deacons are fighting, the other fellow takes over and goes on off with the church. You better watch them dogs. The eighth dog is a cur dog. He is famous for being a coward. He tucks his tail and runs quick. Or he'll run with a gang of dogs. But when the fighting comes, he runs out. There are people in the church that will follow the crowd. But when the church needs them, when it comes to him standing up and stating his conviction, he's quick to say, I ain't gonna have nothing to do with it. I'm neutral. There ain't no neutral ground when right and wrong is concerned. You'd better watch them cur dogs. The ninth type of dog is a coon dog. He is a type of night prowling church member. He runs only at night, trailing in the dark, throwing a brick and hiding his hand. We got coon dogs in our church. They come in on Sunday morning and sleep all through morning service because they've been out all night long, running at the night, trailing in the dark, and they want to bring all of their